when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 188 of The 80%. Investing is a rewarding endeavor and necessary to achieve financial freedom, but it's not without its pitfalls. Today, we uncover the three most common mistakes that you might commit even before you start investing. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Recently, I gave a financial seminar sa mga young urban professionals. So itong mga young urban professionals, mga 2-3 years pa lang sila na nagtatrabaho. And I was very happy to give them a financial literacy seminar. And one of the most common question that I got was, paano ba mag-invest or paano ba mag-start mag-invest? And I'm very happy that they are all interested in investing. But I told them na may mga kailangan muna tayong gawin bago mag-invest. One of the questions that was asked sa akin that day was, Sir, ano ba yung mga common mistakes ng mga tao na nag-i-invest? Of course, once you are investing, maraming pwedeng maging lessons, no? / mistakes. But I would like to emphasize today yung top three na most common before investing. So ito yung stage na nag-iisip ka na mag-i-invest na ba ako? Or magsisimula na ba ako? Tama ba na mag-i-invest na ako ngayon? Is it the right time? So you have to check yourself against these three lessons first. Kasi ito talaga yung napapansin ko na three most common mistakes that will put you at a higher risk kung hindi ka prepared. So what are the three most common mistakes that people do before investing? Number one is investing without a Swan fund. Ano yung Swan fund na yan? No? Hindi yan ibon. It is also known as the emergency fund. Bakit SWAN? Kasi yung SWAN, it stands for Sleep Well at Night. Yeah, Sleep Well at Night Fund. Most people, especially when they finally get out of debt or come across a windfall, become too excited and make the mistake of immediately investing. Secure financial protection first. Have an emergency fund and healthcare. Get life insurance if you're a breadwinner. Napaka-importante na ma-secure yung ating financial protection bago tayo mag-invest. Kasi syempre yung investments, it will take time before kumita, and mas maganda na yung ini-invest nating pera, iiwanan natin yan for many years, hindi natin siya gagalawin. Pero paano kung biglang nagkaroon tayo ng mga unexpected expenses, nagkaroon tayo ng mga medical emergencies, for example, knock on wood. So, syempre, kailangan natin ng pera at hindi dapat natin gagalawin yung pera natin sa investments as much as possible. So, kung meron tayong emergency fund, yun yung una nating gagamitin. That's why, before ka mag-invest, dapat buuin mo muna yung emergency fund mo, yung SWAN fund. ang usual recommendation is 3 to 6 months of a person's expenses. If you're an employee, most probably meron ka na ring healthcare, meron ka na ring HMO. Very important na kasi yung HMO, pwede kang magpa-free consultation sa isang doctor if you're not feeling well. And there are also other benefits na nakakabawas sa gastos. Dahil usually naman talaga ang financial emergency, it involves something about our health. Diba? Laging related sa kalusugan natin yung mga talagang urgent and very important na financial emergencies. And also, if you're a breadwinner, I would recommend that you also get life insurance. Kasi if ever something happens to you, hindi lang ikaw yung apektado, but lahat ng mga nakadepende sa'yo. Mapapalagay ka na yung mga mahal mo sa buhay ay hindi maghihirap. Among these, of course, ang priority natin ay yung emergency fund. So buuin nyo muna yung emergency fund ninyo bago kayo mag-invest, lalo na sa mga moderate and high-risk type of investments. I know people na nag-i-invest sa mga low-risk katulad ng mga time deposit or money market fund. I would say that's okay, but iba pa rin yung meron tayong fund na nasa savings account lang. Pwedeng nasa digital bank if you want your money to earn a little bit higher. The point is, the money should be liquid or madaling kunin. Kung may emergency ka ngayon, 10-15 minutes lang, makakahanap ka ng ATM, makakapag-withdraw ka ng pera, at magagastusan mo yung iyong financial emergency. So before investing, make sure that you have your SWAN fund or emergency fund. Number two is investing without an objective. Money is meant to be spent, and when you invest, it means that you want your money to grow so you can afford something that you want to buy in the future. Having a smart goal will help you determine the most optimal type of investment that you should get into. Again, nag-i-invest ka, hindi dahil gusto mo magkaroon ng mas maraming pera. That's not the point of investing. Kaya ka nag-i-invest kasi meron kang goals, meron kang gustong bilhin, meron kang gustong gawin in the future. And very important na ma-define mo yon, magkaroon ka ng smart goal. Ano ba yung smart goal? Diba? Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bound. Kailangan alam mo exactly kung para saan ba yung pera. Bakit? Kasi number one, mas mamomotivate ka na mag-save and invest if you know exactly ano yung purpose ng pera mo in the future. For example, nagsisave ka at nag-i-invest kasi gusto mong makabili ng bahay para sa family mo. Ngayon, nagkaroon ng seat sale. Sobrang mura ng mga plane tickets. There's a temptation for you to buy kasi sabi mo, sayang, ang mura sobra ng plane ticket. However, alam mo, yung goal mo is to buy a home. Nag-iipon ka para sa down payment, para makabili ng bahay para sa family mo. Mas madali pumili kasi i-imagine mo lang, ano bang gusto ko? Kasama ko yung family ko, nagbabakasyon kami abroad, masaya kami for 1 week, or magkakasama kami ng family ko sa sarili naming bahay, and we will create memories in that home for many years. So parang no-brainer yung choice. Siyempre mas gusto ko yung bahay. So instead of buying tickets because there's a seat sale, instead of planning for a vacation na probably hindi mo siya maiisip kung walang seat sale. So if that's the case, then probably you should save your money and just put it towards the down payment in buying your dream home. Always remember na pagdating sa financial goals, meron tayong short term, may medium term, at saka long term. Pag iniisip kasi natin, or pag na-open yung topic ng financial goals, ang naisip kagad natin, retirement, or bahay, or sa college education ng anak natin. So mga long term yan, and that's good. But you can also include in your financial goals yung mga short term, like bibili ako ng bagong phone or laptop next year. gusto ko magbakasyon kami ng family ko by the end of the year or by next summer. Isama niya yung mga short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. Tapos, pag meron ka ng savings, then you can definitely allocate it towards different investments na makatulong sa'yo para ma-afford mo yung mga financial goals mo. Sabi nga natin kanina, having a smart goal will help you determine the most optimal type of investment that you should get into. So last year, merong lumapit sa akin, meron daw siyang 100,000 pesos at gusto niyang i-invest. Sabi ko, para saan ba yung 100,000 pesos na yan? Sabi nila, they are trying to save up capital for a business that they plan to put up in 2024 or this year. Sabi ko, any specific month na kung kailan nyo plano gawin yan. So they're thinking, since meron daw silang mid-year bonus ng June or July, probably mga August, September sila magtatayo ng negosyo. Yung time span ng kanilang investment or yung kanilang investment horizon is less than 1 year. Of course, I cannot tell them to invest in the stock market kasi that's a long-term investment or even in a balanced fund. Kasi nga, short-term lang. So I told them to put it in a digital bank. Look for a digital bank na mataas yung interest rate. Once that is done, they start planning, they start writing a business plan para pagdating ng kanilang mid-year bonus, they can already start executing yung business plan nila. So yun yung kanilang nakuhang financial advice sa akin. And it was relatively easy to give them financial advice because they actually know what they want. So again, the second mistake is investing without an objective. Masarap magplano. Ano ba yung gusto mong gawin, no? And I encourage you to do that because it will motivate you and inspire you to actually invest your money and avoid the temptation of reckless spending or impulsive buying. Sa mga investors, alam nyo ba yung country risk? Ito yung risk na baka malugi or mababa lang ang investment returns mo kasi sa isang bansa ka lang lahat naka-invest. Kung yung portfolio mo ay puro investments sa Philippine economy lang, then you are exposed to country risk. Kapag hindi maganda ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas, lahat ng investments mo pangit. That's why it's important to be diversified and it includes investing in other markets. Dapat meron ka rin pera sa forex or sa foreign exchange market and sa ibang bansa, sa US market, sa European market. Kung gusto mong matutunan kung paano ba mag-invest sa forex and other global markets, meron tayong website na pwedeng puntahan. You can go to bit.ly/learnforexph and nakalagay doon yung first steps on how you can invest in forex and the other global markets. Again, that's bit.ly/learnforexph. bit.ly/learnforexph, all small letters. And take that first step towards diversifying your investment portfolio in other markets.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Lastly, investing only for capital gains. Anong ibig sabihin ng capital gains? Ito yung returns sa investment na kasi tumaas yung value nung ininvestan mo. Nag-price appreciation. Pagdating kasi sa investment, yun yung top of mind o yun lang yung naiisip. Gusto ko mag-invest kasi yung lalagyan ko ng pera, tataas yung value, tapos doon ako kikita. Investing for capital gains is good for the financial future. But one should also invest to improve the financial present. Kasi yung pag-i-invest for capital gains, para talaga sa future yan, para mas lumaki yung pera mo, di ba? Pero there's also the benefit of improving your financial present when you invest. Meaning, you are investing for income. Also consider assets that provide regular cash flow, such as businesses, rental properties, and even dividend-paying stocks, katulad ng REITs or real estate investment trusts. Furthermore, invest in knowledge and skills that will help you earn more. Oo, maganda mag-invest sa isang asset na tumataas yung value or nag-appreciate, pero maganda rin na nag-i-invest ka sa isang asset na nagpo-provide ng cash flow because yung cash flow or yung income na ipo-provide nila, pwede mo siyang i-reinvest ulit. So that's one way or another form of compounding your investment. Mas malaki yung kaya mo nang i-invest kasi tumataas yung cash flow mo every month or every quarter. But also, you can use your money to invest in a course or learn a new skill para makakuha ka ng mas maraming projects if you're a freelancer or even to get promoted at work. I know people na nagtitake ng masterals, ng MBA. That is an investment because after that, they are usually more qualified to be promoted to a managerial or a supervisory position at work. So that is also an investment. Kesa yung pera, in-invest mo lang sa isang asset na nag-appreciate, in-invest mo siya sa isang bagay na tutulungan kang kumita ng mas malaking pera. Investment is not just about capital gains, it is also about creating cash flow for you. Three most common mistakes before investing. Number one is not having an emergency fund, investing without a SWAN fund. Number two is investing without an objective. Walang financial goal. Inisip lang nila, kailangan ko mag-invest para lumaki yung pera ko. That's a poor motivation to invest. Mas maganda, alam mo specifically yung magiging purpose ng pera mo. Ano yung bibilhin mo or anong gagawin mo in the future? Because that will help you determine the best or optimal type of investment that should get into. And number three, do not just invest on assets that appreciate. Do not just invest on capital gains. Also consider investing in assets that give you a variety of benefits. On something that will give you regular cash flow, regular dividends, regular income, or help you earn more, investing in knowledge and skills that will allow you to upskill and be able to grab better and higher earning opportunities.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.